Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. Welcome to our brand new podcast where we talk all things telly with me, Claire,
and me, Rebecca. Each week, we'll be chatting through what shows we've been watching.
And we'll be keeping you in the loop as to what you should be seriously thinking in the coming 7 days.
At the end of the episode, one of us will pick something for the other to watch so we can chat about it next time.
And we'd love it if you would tune in along with us.
This is Spilling the TV.
Now, if the dog could only stop. Can you hear the
can
dog?
Hear right? That? I can hear him, but...
Okay.
He's gone. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, Claire. Welcome to episode number...
Episode number nine.
Nine. Holy smokes.
Penultimate.
We haven't really told them that's the plan, but...
No.
We felt that 10 was a nice round number to break for the summer and to return with
series 2
and an autumn schedule.
Yes.
Which is always jam-packed.
And lots of exciting ideas for series 2.
I think so. I think definitely some other voices beyond our own. We have some plans in motion.
Absolutely.
How has your week been?
Yeah, mixed bag. I'm glad last week is over, to be honest, for various reasons. But this week is better and I've been really looking forward to tonight. I just needed that bit of fun and crack tonight.
And a distraction kind of, isn't it?
A total distraction. It really is. It's like therapy.
Oh, I know. I think the same. I feel this is the first week in a long time. I'm not telling you how exhausted I am. I don't know. Bit of an energy.
Well, I know this is not a television, but I want to tell the listeners that Rebecca looks absolutely gorgeous.
I'm wearing makeup.
You look gorgeous.
So do you.
No, I don't. Stop
it, you.
But you do. You look. Thanks, Claire. I love this little ensemble.
The ensemble I made. I had to go into the office today. Geez, you can so tell the difference, can't you, when you have to. So did you ever have to work from home?
No, never.
You couldn't, could you?
No.
Could you do online consultations?
No, well, I did online consultations, but they were in work.
Okay.
It was kind of mixed. I still saw a lot of patients face to face.
Right, okay.
So it was a bit of a mixture. But like I've come straight from work and I made the dinner. So I strongly suspect that I smell of beef stir fry.
No, you don't.
You sure?
I wish you did.
Take a bite out of me.
I love beef stir fry.
There's an idea.
I had a very simple dinner myself. So the boys ate before me because Craig was due to go to football. So they ate earlier and I was later coming home because I was in the office.
Mm-hmm.
So I made a very simple... Oh, did you hear that airplane?
Yes, but...
Sorry, get over it. Like, yeah. It's fine. I made a fried rice.
An
old Slimming World recipe that I've amended to not make as healthy. I've just taken out the spray thing because I found that spray oil ruined all my frying pans.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it took away the coating or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So a bit of sesame oil.
Sesame oil and a bit of cracked egg into it. And then
and peas.
Put it in the middle and peas. And
yeah, delicious.
Yeah. And that's a handy little one, isn't it?
It is so tasty. And you know who loves it as well? The little
Potter.
Man. He loves it. Yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah. So, any other news from the week?
Not major. I was supposed to have surgery today, so it was cancelled. So that's my voice is still quite hoarse.
Is it bothering you?
It is bothering me. It's bothering me. I can't breathe very well, so that is bothering me. But next week, they promise that it's happening next Tuesday.
Yeah.
So.
It will. Positivity.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I was abroad last week. In Quimper, in France,
yes.
Which I realised is referred to as the Ireland of France.
No way!
Because of the climate and actually the people, I think they think it was really similar. So it's Brittany.
Yeah.
And it was great. So I was over for the Celtic Media Festival. Uh-huh. And I had lots of fun. Like it was funny because it was a lot of people that I work with. We'll say maybe not directly, but people who do the same job as me in one space. Which, you know, because of the lack of like gatherings.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened for very often. Yeah, for a long time. So it was great. And it was really good in terms of, they had panels every day where they spoke about things that are relevant to the TV industry. So things like diversity. Amazing. And, you know, yeah, it was, you know, how to pitch, how to approach broadcasters, all kind of, yeah, really, yeah, really great.
Tools of the trade.
Yeah, really good. And good speakers.
And then when you were judging the various productions, or do representatives from each of those programs come?
So yeah, there were people there in the audience who had been nominated, and it was amazing to see how much it meant to people. So, TV wise, have you watched much telly?
Not as much as usual, but I feel like I'm kind of up to speed with most things that we mentioned.
Okay, good. The one thing I think I watched that we had mentioned a few weeks ago was I watched that Une Mère Parfaite.
Oh, yes.
A Perfect Mother.
Yes.
The French... It's on Netflix. Yes, yeah. Exactly. So it's a kind of another crime-based thriller. Now, is it amazing? I think it's watchable, but it's not great. It's like, it really reminds me of that series Lupin.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like fine.
Watchable. But not like you're not going around shouting from the rooftops for people to watch it.
No, I'm not. No.
Is it family viewing?
No, it's certainly not. No. Okay. No, there's it's revolved around a murder and an assault and a few heavy topics. So no, definitely not family viewing.
Okay. Lupin was kind of a bit like, yeah, it was kind of, it was good for us to watch with Hugo. We were watching it with him, but it was kind of like comic strippy almost, I thought, Lupin. But yeah, worth a watch. Okay, do you think I should watch it?
No. Don't bother. Do you know what? No, don't bother. I wouldn't bother. No, you've enough going on. But I will say, sorry, the wardrobe in it, the fashion in it, the main character has beautiful, a gorgeous suede trench coat, Claire.
Oh, see, now that might draw me in, actually.
It might. Now, could you wear it in Ireland? Not so much.
Okay.
I bet you are the type to use suede and leather protector.
Well, I would, yeah. Why would you not?
Not.
Oh, no, you can't. Ah, no, I would definitely use suede protector. Would you? Like, my boots or leather protector on my
I knew it.
Bags.
I could tell. Do you iron all your clothing?
Oh God, no. Absolutely.
You're such an anomaly.
I know. No, oh my God, no. Well, look, I wouldn't go out looking like a paper bag or anything, but I have a steamer.
You have a steamer. Is it good?
Yeah, it is good. It's very handy. Like, it's a wee bit temperamental, but say, for example, I put these trousers on this morning for work and they were creased, took them off, and I had them steamed in about 10 seconds. The steamer in my bedroom.
Okay, I must get one of those. I must get the name off you.
Yeah.
Do you iron your bed linen?
Oh, God. No.
I know, I'm the same.
Might I push iron the guest bedroom, but I actually have the bed linen that I have on it. Comes out of the tumble dryer, like, brilliantly. I don't know why, but it does.
That's how good that Netflix series is that I've been distracted and I want to know if you iron all your clothes. So okay, I'm going to say, don't bother watching.
Okay.
I also have something that I want to say that you're not going to be fond of, because I know you'll be up to date with the Kardashians.
Yes.
One of the things that struck me this week, amongst a number of things, is Kim, if she tells me one more time how hardworking she is, I get it, Kim. You know, she was like, I never not go to a shoot, even when I've got a cough.
Yeah. Ah, no, and I was a bit more than a cough. She had the flu.
How do you know she had the flu?
Oh, well, I think she did.
I know.
But she is hardworking. I'm not going to take that away from her. Okay. I know she's telling us that, but I totally believe that's the truth. Like, for example, right? Even if Courtney was telling me that she was a really hard worker, like, I just wouldn't believe her.
Yeah.
Because she comes across as she's completely flaky. She doesn't come across with great leadership skills. She comes across like she's got a lot of yes people around her. So even if she was singing from the rooftops that she worked really hard, I wouldn't believe her.
What did you think of the scene where Courtney referenced the edit of, we'd say, the show She Got Engaged?
That was so good.
Wasn't it?
So meta.
They're really trying to kind of break that wall, yeah. And, you know, but I thought it really worked there. And I wondered, was that scene a compromise? Because obviously, so she spoke about her engagement being overshadowed by Scott's reaction or her family's reaction around Scott. Because she said, you know, I'm an executive producer, I have this pull now, but they still left the scene in. So I'm wondering, did they say to her, but look, you can have a moment where you talk about this and you take back your own narrative?
Yeah.
Felt like that, didn't it?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened. I think, yeah, she wasn't happy with the edit. They overruled her. She got the compensation.
Yeah.
And it was much, much more powerful.
Yeah.
And much more interesting as a viewer.
Yeah.
To see that, like, you almost thought, even though you weren't, it's still all produced and still contrived, but you felt more like that you were watching a really unplanned, off-the-cuff conversation between her and her friend about how unhappy she was
with the edit,
with the production team.
Which is cool to see, wasn't
really
it?
Really cool. Really cool.
What did you think of the poosh Gwyneth Paltrow?
Ugh.
Boring, isn't it?
Boring. I just don't believe it. I actually think, I bet you any money, Gwyneth Paltrow went away from that completely unimpressed with her. I just think she's rude. I think she's
entitled.
And I think she probably, she sort of did steal the goop idea in for Push, but she won't execute it anywhere near as well.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah, I've really gone off Courtney this season.
Couldn't tell. What are your thoughts on Mr. Pete?
Yeah, I'm intrigued by Mr. Pete.
And his energy.
And his energy, his BDE.
I was, someone told me at the festival that I had big cork woman energy. I took it as a massive compliment.
What's that now? Big
BCWE.
BCWE.
It's a thing. You gotta have it.
No, but it should be. It should be
big,
not big woman cork energy, big cork BC. Oh no, that was such a BC, don't we? We'll be saying the alphabet before we're finished.
Yeah, I've got big cork woman energy and I'm down to talk about cork.
Who told you that?
Someone at the festival, actually. A really nice person. I think he meant it as a good thing.
Yeah, I would take that as a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big cork woman energy. But come here, what do you think? Do you?
Yeah.
Sorry, did you see how that stopped me in my tracks there? And I was like, I'm just going to come back and swing around to that.
Yeah.
You're dead right.
Yeah.
So sorry, what do you think of Pete?
I there must be something about him, Rebecca. I'm kind of dying, aside from the obvious. But I'm dying for him to be on the show a little bit more, just so that I can make a proper assessment. He actually has a new comedy show coming out.
Does he?
That he anchors.
Okay.
Because I think he might have left Saturday Night Live.
I didn't know that.
I wonder, did I dream all? No, I think he is going to anchor a new comedy show.
Wow, okay.
I just like to see more of him.
He's got the profile, doesn't he?
He's gone out with so many high profile.
I know.
Successful, beautiful women.
Who are amongst his exes? I know Ariana Grande.
Yeah, and he was with, wasn't he with Kaya Gerber for a while?
Oh, was he? Okay.
And also Phoebe from Bridgerton. He was with her for a little while. They were at Wimbledon together, weren't they?
Were they? My God, yeah. Okay, God, fair play to him.
Yeah, there's something about him. I do find him quite attractive, actually.
Well, funny men are a danger.
Yeah. If funny is the top of my list.
Yeah. And come here to me. What? Chloe. I know.
That's so sad. So we got a little, just the tail end of Kim.
Can you say tail end again?
Tail end.
Tail end.
Tail end. Of Kim fighting out about Tristan fathering a baby. On his third, after having sexual relations on the night of his birthday, which Chloe had organized for him.
Yeah.
Not, she didn't organize sexual relations, she organized the party.
Yeah.
It's just so sad.
It's so sad. You know, I know you're a big Kim fan, and I like Kim as well. But Chloe, She's so funny. She's so nice. Yeah. She's always really respectful. People are going to slate us for talking about the Kardashians again, aren't they?
I know. But, I mean, it is a juggernaut, as you would say, of a show.
Mm, it's fantastic. I'm loving it. Do you feel like it's a lot flashier this series, like the Kashmir plane?
Yes, it's so much flashier this year. Isn't it? I think their wealth is really in your face this year.
Yeah, to a point where I think maybe last week's episode where Chris and Kylie went to do normal people stuff, it felt a little bit.
Yeah. I'm not into any of that kind of contrived stuff. Like, I don't like those kind of storylines, and I don't like, say, the storyline with Courtney and
the comedian.
Yeah. I just think, you know,
too much hand of production.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. I agree to hand of production, absolutely, but also they just don't come across as likable in those kind of instances.
No.
And they're really, I mean, they are removed from everyone's normal life, but yeah, it was a bit nearly patronising or something, wasn't it?
There are bits that are good, like even that last bit where Kim was in the gym finding out about Tristan, like, I love that. Mm. That was more almost fly on the wall stuff. Mm. I love that.
Yeah. Mm. Conversations with Friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we'll talk about it in a little bit, but it's concluding this week.
Yes.
Are you up to date?
Totally up to date.
Are you finally buying into the love and the relationship and the fire?
No. No, I'm not.
Why?
I just don't get it. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't.
It's because you don't fancy him.
Yeah, well, I don't fancy him. I don't find him remotely attractive. I don't like his hair. I don't like his voice. I don't like how kind of pathetic his whole persona is.
Okay.
And I don't get, like, obviously they've found each other now and there's a bit of chemistry between them, but like, what drew him to her? She had nothing to say for herself. Like, nothing.
Nothing to say for us. So do you think though that there's maybe a part of him, they've spoken about his mental health issues in the past, and do you think there's a part of him that sees her kind of owning her vulnerability and her meekness, and kind of maybe that kind of draws him to her?
Okay, that's good.
If you'd get over his hair, maybe.
That's good. Okay, I feel very superficial now. That's good.
Is that too?
No, that's good, Miss Flippin' Psychologist over there.
I feel a man deserves more than to be judged on his hair. His hair's not even that bad.
Oh, it's awful. His hair's awful. What is his hair's awful?
Oh my God, Claire.
I feel like I've misjudged him. I think you're dead right, actually. I think he probably did see a vulnerability in her that he saw in himself.
Like, I totally buy into it. Who is a leading man that you like? Like, whose hair do you approve of?
I loved Connell in Normal People.
Yeah.
Like, I could get the... Because Marianne was quite acerbic and smart and observant of him. And, you know, like she, you could see that she could see him, the real him.
Do you think... So I often think when you're watching these things, you want to see part of yourself. Do you think that you were able to relate more with Marianne, so you bought into that relationship, whereas you don't relate as much with poor old Francis?
No, I definitely don't relate with Francis, but I don't know that I related very much with Marianne either. But I totally bought... I thought her character was really well drawn.
You Marianne?
Know, yeah. There was so many layers to it, and you knew there were layers. Mm. With Francis, it's just... Look, I don't want to slate it too much, because there are moments of sheer magic in that show.
Yeah.
There really are. And especially her moments on her own.
Mm.
Like, she was in the kitchen at one stage and she was just like feeling stressed about something. She just put her hands through her hair or over her face or something.
Her stress and her embarrassment and her kind of hurt pride moments. I'm living it with her, I have to say.
No, there are. There are moments of, oh my God, I need to get over myself in terms of his hair. No, I need to...
You need to build a bridge.
I'm kind of hoping that...
Is it just him that bothers you?
I think it's just him, actually. I think it is just... I think I don't buy the connection between them.
Oh God, okay. I'm on a different page. I'm like hook, line and sinker.
Okay. I do you know what the other thing actually?
Mm.
To me, there's a real sort of like big brother paternal.
Is it the age difference though?
But what, I can't remember, he said something to her when they were FaceTiming and it was just really icky. It was just icky. It was just, I felt like a father-daughter relationship and not a...
He gives you the nick.
He gives me the nick. Exactly. Okay.
Right. Well, listen, once you have the ick, it's really hard to go back.
It's so hard.
Are you up to date with Love Island?
Ooh, baby. Yes, I sure am.
Speaking of literary greats.
Yeah, this is right up my superficial lane.
Who are we liking? Who are we hating?
Okay, so let's go through them.
Okay, who do we have? You have notes, do you?
I have them. I have the cast written down in case we forget them.
I love this about you.
Yeah, so first we have Feck and Sue.
She's something else, isn't she?
She is something else.
What is her story? Is she acting? Is she a plant?
No, I think she's a bit nuts.
Do you?
Yeah, I think she's just a bit certifiably nuts.
Oh, it's so cringe at sometimes, isn't it? Like the gym.
So oh my God, it was so cringe. Oh. And like just...
But the lads are falling for it.
No, they're not.
Do you not think so?
I think they bought into it for a while just to unsettle the other girls.
Mm. Oh, there's such a game playing going on that way.
But no, I think your man, even though he's... like Davide, even though he's eating the face of her, I think he will have, in the not too distant future, want to give her a very wide berth.
He's a bit of a pain though, isn't he?
He's a pain. They're all, I don't, yeah. Anyway, so Davide is the really good looking Adonis Italian guy that I can't fancy because I don't see a sense of humour coming out yet. A little bit actually. He did a little bit last night.
Oh, when he went over and served them a drink.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
He does take himself quite seriously and like, Jesus. Can we get over the fact that he's Italian and has an 8-pack?
I know. There's not much else there, sure. There's
No, agree.
Paige.
Oh, she's so lovely.
I like
her. Isn't there always a Paige?
There's always a Paige that and needs to be turned. Yeah, Paige is lovely. And
why aren't what?
Paige just doesn't lack self esteem. Paige.
She does lack self esteem.
She lacks self esteem. Mm. She's not a confident girl. She's really. I mean, she came back after the first date with that guy, Jax, who I cannot bear.
That's a bit harsh.
Oh.
Is it because he pronounces his name Jax?
No. What? No, it's just, he's not nice. Do you like him?
I don't think he's that bad. I think he's very handsome.
What?
Claire.
No.
Oh my God.
What? Rebecca, no.
Who the hell impresses you? Who do you fancy?
Just
anyone, like, give me a reference point. Besides your husband, obviously.
But I like that look. I like that kind of
beardy,
beard.
Dark. So like, what's his name? David. What's that fella's name? Was going out with Molly from the Saturdays.
Oh, no. He's too.
Who the hell? Claire, your standards are insane.
What's his name? What is his name? His
David.
Yeah, I know who you mean.
Dave.
He's too perfect.
Okay, who, Claire? No, give me someone.
I don't like to say.
What? In case they're listening.
Yeah.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
In case they're listening.
Okay, all right, go on, go back to your Love Island list.
Okay.
Your burn book.
So, Paige is lovely and I would like to see her with someone nice. Jack's going to just cheer up and spit her out.
Do you think?
Yeah, I do.
Do you think Jack, that's not how he spells it. Do you think Jax is after Gemma?
I don't know, but I do think that there's unfinished business there.
Mm-hmm. I sense it myself.
Yeah.
What do you think of Gemma?
I think initially she came across as very, very unlikable, but I think it was a bit of a front. Yeah. I think a lot of it is a front, actually. Yeah. But also, I don't know, she's very, very poor eye contact.
She didn't really look. I never noticed that.
She hardly looks at anyone when she's speaking to them.
She's very much like, she's a tough cookie, like, you know, the constant kind of game playing is a lot, isn't it?
And constantly
if she
seeking,
is divine, I think.
Yeah.
And she knows it, like, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, but she's constantly seeking compliments, but which makes me think, I think she plays at being confident, but she's not
maybe
really confident underneath the knot. I really don't think so.
Mm.
And I think she's definitely got unfinished business with her. I think she will probably like a guy not to treat her well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've seen him.
Sorry, can she please tell the group that Michael Onan's her dad? I cannot wait for that moment.
Do they not know?
No.
Ah, they must.
No, they don't. They
definitely not.
No, they don't. Promise they don't.
Wow. Oh, well, no. Sure, your man will tell them.
That's what I thought as well, but he hasn't yet.
Mm, interesting.
Can't wait for that.
Who else? So India and Akenna.
Yeah, I really am rooting for them.
So am I, actually.
He's too chill, though. Like, he needs to... Well, he has, I suppose, stepped up a bit.
Yeah, now that's really
Do you think he's into her?
I don't know. I can't figure out whether he's just a really chill guy or whether he's not into her.
I know.
But I find him really attractive.
Okay.
I find him really attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just like that lovely, dark bone. Oh, he's gorgeous. Yeah. Like, but... I don't see funny in him yet.
Mm.
So that's him. Tasha and Andrew.
Okay, I hate Andrew. I can't get behind him. So
no.
There's been loads of things that he's done. Like, do you remember that lie he told mm-hmm. to Luca? That mm-hmm. was weird.
Mm-hmm.
He comes out with some funny ones. I think he's really possessive of mm-hmm. her already. And I can kind of see things in him that kind of have... alarm bells ringing in my
yeah.
ears.
He's also just got that sort of real jock, kind of boring.
You're going to talk about his hair again?
There's not much depth to him.
Yeah.
There's not a lot about him.
They seem to like him within the group, but from what we're seeing, certainly, there's nothing for me that I'm thinking, wow.
I think she'll move on pretty quickly.
I hope so. I like her.
I like her.
Yes, so do I.
I think she... Now, I'm not saying that she doesn't have some insecurities... But I think of all the girls, I think she probably is the most genuinely confident.
Yeah, I found her confidence a little bit annoying at the start.
Yeah.
Like, they all do that, I suppose, for their kind of profile piece where they're...
Do.
So maybe
yeah.
I need to kind of chill out in that. And I think she's gorgeous.
She's beautiful and really
And I love that
beautiful.
She has her cochlear implant
yeah.
and she talked about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you feel like this year there's a lot of pointed worthiness in the series? So... One example is Ian Sterling at one stage mentioned that all their clothes were recycled.
Oh yeah,
and the whole alcohol thing this year. Are you picking
oh,
up on that?
What was that?
They just keep alluding to the fact that there's non-alcoholic drinks, and
okay.
it's not like they're definitely Prosecco as well, but like it feels like there's kind of like okay, let's point to the non-alcoholic drinks at least three times in an episode.
Okay.
It's weird.
I think yeah, there probably is because they probably have a lot of amends to make in terms of duty of care to participants. Like for example. You know, even Liam going off early.
Oh.
Like I could feel his sadness through the screen
before
he ever went off.
Yeah. Oh, you felt it before he talked to the group.
Yeah, just that really.
It was just damaging to him.
Yeah. I think that series has done him no favour. I think he just probably has gone out feeling inadequate and he's no need to because he's a lovely guy. And he's an attractive guy and... Yeah, I hope they look after him.
I think they have a better policy now of aftercare.
Yeah, I hope
they'd
so.
Want to. There was awful tragedies around former contestants.
Yeah, and but there was in the first few series there was horrendous alcohol abuse. Like it was kind of there was no duty of care whatsoever. So that's probably a bit of
yeah. You'd like to think in 2022 that they are being minded a bit
yeah,
more.
Yeah, more switched on. What about Dammy, the Irish guy?
Oh my god! So he's kind of like this kind of. Wise man. Stealth bomber.
You know, like he was kind of like, you know, not even really featuring, but he's so
involved in
yeah.
everyone. I think he's really likeable. I feel like I don't know him as much.
No.
But
like
I do
him.
Like him and Amber.
I like him and Amber.
I loved their tennis date.
Yes. Don't know if they'll stick together. But I like him.
Mm.
I like the way he's kind of into everybody else's relationship.
I know. He is involved in everyone. He kind of likes to give advice, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, but it's kind of cute.
Is he older than everyone?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I like him. I hope he stays nice.
He's likeable.
I was actually thinking this about myself. I often, not often, sometimes,
okay,
will dislike someone initially, yes, who I end up liking.
Yes.
But I very, 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 very rarely really like someone and end up not liking them.
Did you ever really, really like Courtney?
No.
Okay.
No.
But come here, who do you not like so in this series besides poor Jacques?
I just can't bear Jacques. Like every time he comes onto the screen.
He hasn't even been that bad.
Oh, he's been mean. Like, oh, I don't know. He's a real player. I just don't like him.
Okay.
Now, I warmed him a tiny wee bit towards the end of the last episode, but I still don't like him.
Do you know who I wouldn't be like you. I've definitely liked people and realised that I don't, but like, Luca, I thought he was really cool and funny, but like, I actually think he's nearly a caricature. And sorry, if one more person describes themselves as a cheeky chappy, I find that like really annoying.
Yeah.
But isn't he a bit of a sap with Gemma? Like he's like, I'm mad about her, but he was mad about Tasha. He was mad about Paige. Who else is he mad about?
But he's a wee bit like Toby from last year.
You know, I don't have a clue who Toby is.
Toby was the Irish. His mum was Irish, and she was from Mayo. And he was a black guy, and he was going out with, he started off going out with someone, then he went with Chloe, and then he went to Casa Amor, and he ended up with someone else, and he came back, and he wanted to go back with Chloe then.
Yeah.
And they're still together.
Oh.
And you would have thought there's nothing about him, but actually, he was just a bit immature, and he did an awful lot of growing up.
Yeah.
I think Luca might be a wee bit like him.
Do you?
Let's watch.
Do you notice how he...
I find him quite attractive.
Do you?
Yeah.
I probably did before I... feel like his personality threw me off the scent, but he physically embodies his emotions. Do you notice that? Like, he was real kind of like proud and standing up straight, and now he's like, he's kind of like curling into himself.
Okay, yeah, no, you're right.
And like, he's, oh my god, he's so intense, like with her even.
Yeah,
here, like,
that's why I think she will totally go off him.
She's not no more gonna stay with Luca.
I know.
Yeah.
It's gone. Watch the space now. It's good. I mean, it's interesting.
Who else is on the list?
I think that's it. So Liam's gone. Affie is gone. Affie was nice.
Sorry for her. She never really got off the ground.
Didn't get a chance.
So you're into Love Island.
Do you know what I would say to people who've never watched Love Island?
Oh yeah, right? I'm sure there'll be so many
listening.
There's
going to be so many people, and they're going to hate this, you know, a lot of it. Mm. But Love Island, like, try and forget about, you know, that whole English banter and, you know, cheeky chappy and all that stuff. It is a real lesson, or it's a real study of human behaviour and sociology and anthropology and survival of the fittest and so interesting. And it's really interesting to watch with your teenagers, because they're already saying, they're spotting things that they don't like, they're spotting things that they wouldn't accept, they're spotting things that they bought into that they realise aren't true.
Mm.
So Isla and I are watching now, there are parts of it that, oh, I'm cringing and I think, oh god, I really don't want to watch this part with her. But it's out there and it's, you know.
Yeah, I love what you're saying there is so true. You know, when you see it and it's happened every single time, there's such a pattern of it. The girls get really their backs up when a new girl comes in, and the guys do exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's like they're so threatened when new people come in, and it's so interesting to watch how they react to that.
Totally. It's fascinating.
Mm, I like it. Well.
Yeah. Listen.
What?
Let's move on.
Okay.
So, we got a resounding yes.
Okay.
To will we do another quiz?
Okay. So I clearly haven't prepared a quiz, have you?
I've prepared a quiz. And I also have a surprise for the two of us. But let's do the quiz that I prepared first.
Okay.
Now, I decided... You're looking so scared.
Okay, cool. Okay, I haven't prepped.
So I prepared a quiz, but it's a bit niche.
Okay.
So it's TV adverts.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So let's see. Now, start
old or new?
From you, I think.
Okay.
You should be up to speed.
I wonder, is my non-UK access to UK channels as a child going to be
okay?
Okay.
You'll be
go
okay.
on, hit me.
Okay, so this is starting off with what I think is a relatively easy one.
Okay.
Okay. So, for which product did the following catchphrase become famous? Who's taking the horse to France?
Kerrygold.
Yes, see?
Loved
after
it.
A great start.
Okay. Well done.
What was the famous grating used by the five friends watching the game while drinking Budweiser.
Was that?
I really only asked that to hear
so
you say
iconic,
that.
Wasn't it?
Which Irish Hollywood A-lister appeared in an advert for Guinness?
I mean, just because he's the first name. Was it Colin Farrell to one?
Nope.
Liam Neeson?
Nope.
Guinness. What happened
before
in the ad?
He was a household name?
Oh.
As far as I remember, he swam to the States.
In the ad?
Yeah, just to apologise to someone, I think, from what I remember.
Oh, so he's Irish.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood A-listers, there are not many of them. Fassbender?
Yes!
Was it?
Yeah. Well done.
I don't think I knew that.
Which artist and song became synonymous with the drum playing gorilla?
Oh, Phil Collins, in the air tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, you're
that
good.
Was Cadbury's, wasn't it?
Yes, well, that was just the same for which product.
Very
right,
good.
Well done.
Jeez, I'm good at this.
Now you're so good at it.
Except for poor old Fassbender.
Okay. This is a tricky one now.
Okay.
This is a tricky one.
Okay. Is this 2 points?
But it's a fairly iconic ad. But
this
it
is a great quiz, Claire. Okay.
For which product? Mm-hmm. Showed which ad for which product showed a man having a fist fight with a grizzly bear?
Oh, was it tuna or something?
Oh my god!
John West.
Yes.
Was that it, John
well
West?
Done you.
Thanks. Jeez, I watch a lot.
You're
of
so good at this.
Is that the brand, John West?
Yeah. John was John West tuna.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Okay. So now this is an easy one. So, well, which chip brand had the little girl wondering whether she preferred daddy or chips?
Do you know what? I so remember the ad, but I'm only guessing the brand because it's probably the only chip brand I know. Was it McCain's?
It was McCain's. And the last one, and this might be a tricky one. Which Irish actor played an uncle who cut his niece's hair in an advert for Yellow Pages?
Oh, Jesus.
Do you remember the ad?
No, is this 90s? Cut his niece's hair.
So basically, he was looking after his niece.
Yeah.
He was supposed to take her to get a haircut.
Yeah.
He cut her hair just with a big pair of scissors. It was horrendous. The sister arrived back. He had to pretend that they'd got it done in a hairdresser's.
Okay.
Took her to a local hairdresser
and
started shouting at them. But what he was saying to them was, I know this haircut's got nothing to do with you, but my sister's sitting out there and you have to fix this.
Who was it? I'm good. Will I guess?
Yeah.
Was it like Colomini?
No.
Who?
James Nesbitt.
Oh. Do you know what? Now that you say that, it sounds a bit familiar, but I would never have thought that.
I bet if you watched it, you'd remember it.
Yeah. Right. That's great.
You were so good at that.
There are some great Irish ads, aren't they? Like, do you know what one I always think of? Was it Bord Gáis or something where the parents got up in the middle of the night to feed the baby and it's got like a sound? Is it like, only you? Do you remember that ad?
Vaguely, yeah.
Oh, I loved that. Or even some of the old, some of the old My Waddy ads.
Oh, yeah, it's not your Waddy, it's my Waddy.
Yeah, or no, it's what was the other Cordial that had one? It had a song. Oh, there's some amazing ads.
Oh, we'll have to look back at some of those.
I'd love to look back at that.
We should.
And then there's the iconic Christmas ads.
I know.
Ho, ho, ho.
I know. And then there's all the Penny's ads.
All the Penny's ads.
The one where they have the au pair and they're giving her more spuds, or they ask her if she wants more spuds and she said Penny's.
Oh, yeah, because you thought it was, thanks Penny's.
Yeah, thanks Penny's. Are you too young to remember the Nicole Papa ads?
No. Well, sorry, I don't know if I remember them or if I remember talk about them. Yeah. I had a Renault Clio. It was my one of my first cars. And I know that there was a Papa Nicole joke always in my house. But I can't remember if I remember the ads, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah. Or I bet you don't. Do you remember the Ready Break ads where the boy lit up inside?
Oh my God, I do. Yeah. I do. And he's like a little glow.
Yeah.
Do you remember... A child's got more bones than a grown-up's got.
A child's got more bones than a grown-up's got. Yeah.
And your man walking around. Yeah.
Oh my God. Or, what about you're probably too young for this.
Go on, try me.
I prefix everything with you're too young for this. But
I love it.
A finger of fudge is just enough to give your kids a treat.
I
it's full of Cadbury's goodness and fairness.
I don't remember that one. Yeah,
that was a good one. Oh, right. I have another quiz.
Do you?
But it's for the two of us.
Okay.
And I don't know what the questions are. Because what? Roger, look at this, has sent us.
Oh my God, I love this. Voice notes.
Voice notes.
Oh my God, do we even know the theme?
No.
Okay, hit me.
Okay, let's see. This might not work.
It should.
Here, I'll
hold it up there.
Okay.
Name both Tony Soprano's children, and for a bonus point, name his sister.
Okay, so we've Anthony Jr., don't we? Do we have to answer together? Are we a team?
We're a team. Okay. Oh, he's just given the answer there.
He just said the one I said, but I said it first.
Oh, you already said
Anthony
it?
Jr., Meadow.
Okay.
Meadow's the daughter.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that. I would have got AJ, but I definitely wouldn't have got the daughter.
And what was the bonus point for his sister?
His sister.
Oh.
Was she Janet?
I can't remember.
Janice.
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 Give us the answer.
Meadow.
Yes.
AJ. And Janice.
Woohoo!
Okay, this next one.
Okay.
What was the name of Jerry Seinfeld's next door neighbour in the TV show?
Oh, Kramer.
Oh, well done. I wouldn't have got that.
He was a bit of a problematic guy, wasn't he? Let's see.
Kramer.
Yes. Ooh. Okay.
We'll go for the next one.
Okay.
I love this.
Okay, go.
How many episodes of Only Fools and Horses did they make? 64 or 84?
Oh, I would guess 64.
I'll go with you on that one. Let's see.
64.
Yes. Oh, Jesus, Roger, calm down. Yes, 64. Okay, ready for the next one?
Yeah.
I think it's this.
Name Ross Geller's wives.
Oh!
Name Ross Geller's wives. Okay, in order. So, Carol.
Carol.
Emily. Rachel.
Rachel.
Carol, Emily, Rachel.
He didn't marry Julie, sure he didn't?
No, I don't think so.
Carol, Emily, yeah.
Carol, Emily, Rachel.
What year?
Oh, sorry, let's get the answer.
Carol, Emily and Rachel.
Well done.
Was the film Jurassic Park released?
What year was the film Jurassic Park released?
I think I was in...
94? So they're releasing a new one now. Do you think that they might be doing it on an anniversary?
Might it
be 92?
Might be 92.
92 seems fair. I was five. Would I have been? No, I think I was older.
I think I was in university. Do you think it came out before or after The Fugitive?
Oh, Jesus.
Do you remember The Fugitive?
Yeah, I do, but I wouldn't be able to.
I'd say let's go. Well, you're right, though. If they're releasing it again.
Do you think it might be on like 30 years later?
Yeah, let's go for 92. Very early, is it?
Is it? It feels a bit early. I know Craig was only talking about this recently, like remembering being mad into it. So he's 1984. So that would have made him... Yeah, let's go with 92. Feck it.
1993.
Oh, so close. Close, but no cigar.
I'm raging about that. Okay, will we try the next one?
Yeah.
What year did Britney Spears and Madonna share a kiss on the MTV Awards?
Oh.
Okay.
Sorry. 2000 and something. This must have been because I was massively into Britney when Roger and I got married. And, but it was Rage Against the Machines. I reckon it was 2004.
Do you think?
Or five? What do you think?
I was going to say like 2006-7.
Well, 2007 was Britney's bad year.
Okay, well then.
2005? 2004, 2005?
2005. Will we go for, what did you say initially?
I said 2000 and... She was peak hotness then.
When? 2004? Do you want to go for it?
Yeah, let's go for 2004. Okay.
2003.
Okay.
2003. Yeah, not far off.
Not far off.
We go for another one?
That was...
Name of Phoebe Buffay's twin in Friends.
Ursula.
Ursula, yeah. We would have gotten that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Do Do you know what my first instinct was? Regina Philandes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ready for the next one?
In the famous Friends episode, what question did Monica and Rachel get wrong?
Chenandler Bong.
Losing their apartment.
Chenandler Bong.
Chenandler Bong.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
What was Champ Bing's job?
Oh no, we got that wrong. I got that wrong.
Sorry, we'll go.
They said he was a transponder.
And for a bonus question, what was Chandler Bing's job? He worked.
Was he a data processor or something?
Did he work in insurance?
No, he definitely didn't work in insurance.
No, that's too straightforward. I have no clue.
I think he was a data processor. Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever the hell that is.
In statistical analysis and data configuration.
Oh!
I'm giving us close. That one.
Give us that.
Oh, I love that.
Well done, Rog.
Come here, that took him a bit of work to do.
Well, it didn't really because he hadn't got done when I was leaving the house.
Well, fair play to him, that was good.
Well, that was good.
I love that.
Okay.
One of the shows we mentioned last week to keep an eye out for was the other one, All I Know About Love. Did you watch it?
Yes, I did.
I did too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I really liked it.
So did I. I really enjoyed it.
So again, similar to, what did we, oh, we were talking, I'm going to talk about girls again. I was a year older in, what year was it? 2012 it was set in. So I was a year older than Dolly.
Is now or was in?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's
so
good.
Like things like the soundtrack are really kind of
like hearsay,
hearsay and like Rizzle Kicks.
Yeah,
but I really liked it. I really liked it. The main actress.
So do I.
Oh my god, she fairly commits to it, doesn't she?
She isn't something else.
I should have googled it. I didn't really recognize her.
No, neither did I. But then I was like, oh my god, that's the same girl. And what the hell was it? Now I can't remember.
I recognize her best friend from loads of things.
Yes.
She was in Line of Duty or something. Or
she was in The Morning Show.
The Morning... Oh my God, you're dead right. Yeah, you're dead right. She was in The Morning Show on Apple TV.
Yeah.
Alongside Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
But what UK thing was she in? Was it like... Was it Line of Duty? She was in a show where she was like either a cop or...
She might have been in Line of Duty.
I recognized her
from
The Morning Show. Yeah, she was good, wasn't she?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, so you're liking it as well?
Oh, I'm loving it and I love the fashion and I just love that whole era and it...
And the silliness of it.
The silliness and I think it really captures that whole like flat sharing piece. Yeah, and
it's such a magical time, isn't it?
It so is and you can't really recreate it ever again in your life.
You'll never get it back.
No.
It reminded me of, do you remember I was talking about that stupid thing I used to do with the South African accent? That was in that phase of my life.
You're going to have to do that for me, you know that.
Oh, Christ, you don't want to hear it. You don't. I'll be accused of cultural appropriation or something.
It's awful. Start bleeding your hair.
It's really bad. You don't want to hear it.
I do, you know.
I know. It's, you know, I really like it.
Yeah, it's real girly. I'm definitely going to watch it. Again, it's actually on tonight. This is Tuesday. We're recording and I think the next episode is on tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have it series linked anyway.
Yeah.
Anything else you...
And I was reading about it. She actually... So it's based on her book, which is actually autobiographical.
Mm-hmm.
But she sort of tweaked it because she felt that she couldn't let her imagination fly.
Okay.
Because there's lots of unresolved bits in her
life. I was wondering that, actually.
Yeah.
Anything else you watched over the week?
Do you know, not really, Rebecca. We had said that we'd watch... It's a Sin, which I got back into.
Yeah.
But I've only managed to watch one episode, so we'll continue with that.
Yeah.
But it's just so sad.
Do you want to chat a bit about it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's such a beautifully done show, but it's so sad.
Yeah. So for anyone who hasn't seen it, it's a Channel 4 series based around the HIV and AIDS pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one of the most moving...
Mm-hmm.
Sad,
mm-hmm.
beautiful, because that's it. It's not just about the sadness. It's so contrasted with the joy of the time and the freedom and the mm-hmm. fun and the friendships mm-hmm. and the frenzy and everything. But it's just made even sadder by playing it out the way they do it. It's so beautiful. And I love the main actor in it. Do you know he's in a band? Do you ever listen?
Yeah, years and years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know?
He's so talented.
He's so good. He's so good. But actually, they're all good. Like the young guy who plays Colin, he's fabulous.
I know.
And do you know, actually, I think I'm in even picking up more this time around watching
it. Oh, really?
Well, I suppose...
That's actually true, probably, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, you know their stories now, and the way it was all set up at the start, like, each of their backgrounds was so repressed and stifled, and that absolute liberation and getting away to college London. And just letting it all go and getting to London and then just what's to come. But, yeah, it's so, so good. And actually, the first time I watched it, a lot of people hadn't heard of it. And a lot of people missed it.
Really?
So I would really... It's on Netflix now, so...
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So it's really easy to get hold of, and I would urge anyone to watch it. It's fabulous.
I think it's probably... What year did it come out? I think when I watched it, I remember thinking, there is no drama going to top that this year.
Yeah.
Incredible stuff.
Oh, yeah, so well done. And the friendships.
Oh, the friendships. And Jill.
And Jill's so wonderful, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's just a good... decent, gorgeous egg.
A good friend.
Mm. La.
Did you see, so I know on Irish television there was a programme that came out about Vincent Hanley, but Once It's a Sin came out, Bill Hughes, who would have been good friends with Vincent Hanley, has a production company, Mind the Gap, and they produced a documentary about Vincent Hanley. I remember watching it when it came out. It looked into the Irish perspective and the kind of the secrecy and the shame around it. And
can we get that somewhere then?
Do you know what? I wonder, it might still be on the player.
Yeah. What's it called?
Oh, God. I'm sure Vincent Hanley was in the title.
Yeah, I'll Google it and see.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Actually, Matt, it's different, but it just come to my brain there.
Mm.
There's a podcast... released now, and I think it's a podcast. I don't think it's a TV series, but there's a podcast being released about Gubbu. Do you remember this?
No.
So back in the early 80s, there was a young nurse murdered in the Phoenix Park, and then like on the same day there was a farmer murdered down the country somewhere, and there's a guy called Malcolm MacArthur who was guilty of the two murders, and he was found in the Attorney General's house.
Okay, I don't know this story.
Oh, this is such a big story, and it nearly brought down the government. And Charlie Haughey at the time described the events that had happened as grotesque, unbelievable, brutal and something else, unbelievable or something. And it was a massive story, but there's a podcast now.
Oh, wow.
About it.
Oh, I must check that out. Do you know what it's called?
I think it's called Gubbu.
Okay. I must definitely look at that. Yeah. I just found the... So Vincent Hanley, Sex, Lies and Videotapes is on the player.
Okay.
So broadcaster and gay activist Bill Hughes documents his friendship with the radio and TV star Vincent Hanley, revealing the story of his life and his death from an AIDS-related illness in 1987.
Okay, I'm definitely going to watch that.
Yeah, it's worth a watch, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a sin. We're telling everyone to go and watch it.
You have... Like, it's unmissable, really, TV.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's on Netflix now, it's so easy to get. Please go and watch it.
Yeah, it's one of those ones. It's so good. Like, what can we say about it? You know, it's... What can we say about it without ruining it for people as well? Because that's interesting that you say lots that you've spoken to haven't watched it.
I mean, I think the topic speaks for itself. It's it's tragic. The outcomes are tragic. But as you say, there's so much joy the whole way through.
Yeah.
And so much hope, and there's lots of uplifting messages to take from it as well. Mm. Yeah. Before we go any further, I have just been reminded by my son.
Mm-hmm.
This week actually has been really interesting, because I've had different people come up to me at different times at different things and tell me that they're fans of the podcast.
Oh, amazing.
And a dad came up to me on Friday night at a thing I was at.
Are there men listening to this?
There are men listening to this. Oh, God, God love them. And he and his son,
yeah,
who's like 12, 13,
yeah,
have been listening to this every single week. And
how cool is that?
So cool. And I, Mark, the son, has been listening for a shout out every week. So Mark, thank you for listening. I think you might be our most constant and biggest fan. So we really appreciate you, Mark.
I'd love to know what Mark's favourite TV show is.
Well, he went home and told his mother that she needs to start watching The Kardashians and Married at First Sight and Ozark.
Amazing, amazing. I have a little list of some things to keep an eye out for this week.
Super.
Mm-hmm. So we mentioned earlier Conversations with Friends is concluding on Wednesday at 25 to 10, starting with episode one, another double header. Will you be tuning in?
100%.
Me too.
Yeah.
So another thing that's been happening for the last 3 weeks is Spring Watch. And I don't know, do you watch? Have you ever watched Spring Watch?
Ever.
It's great TV. It's actually really good TV. It's been going for years. It's on BBC Two. It's on at 8 PM and it's kind of stripped programming. So they kind of put it across the week. And it's the idea, I suppose, is that they're looking at the great outdoors and nature in spring and how spring affects nature and how nature evolves during spring. So they might have like a camera inside a bird's nest and you might watch.
And is it what, like little like 10 minutes set?
Kind of, yeah. There's like little VT videos or there's some like VT inserts or, you know, interviews with people. They might have a clip from earlier in the day where, you know, an animal was born or, you know, it's all little bits connected by presenters Chris Packham and Michaela Strachan.
Oh, I know. Yes.
Really
good. Okay, very
good. It's worth a watch.
Yeah.
Even just to kind of see it. Just to dip into it. It's pleasant TV. It's nice watching. Oh, I noticed that on Thursday at 9 o'clock on BBC Four, the film The Colour Purple is on.
Would you believe I have never seen The Colour Purple?
Okay, it's worth watching.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Mm. Yeah, no,
so obviously it stars Whoopi Goldberg and Oprah Winfrey. I think that's worth a watch. On Thursday also, a beautiful documentary that the company that I work for have produced for Channel 4 is on, and it's called The Real Derry, Jamie Lee O'Donnell. It's amazing. Like it's a huge deal for Irish companies to get Channel 4 commissioned. So the producer, Patricia, who worked on that, absolutely.
Oh, I'm definitely going to watch that.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be amazing. I can't wait. It's so up our street as well.
It's totally up our
street. Off the back of Derry Girls. Yeah. So everyone needs to watch that. It's on Channel 4, 10 o'clock on Thursday the 16th.
Okay, fantastic. I saw a couple of things coming out on Netflix. So the J-Lo documentary is out tonight.
Oh my goodness. So have you seen the chat around this?
I have. So I'm really looking forward to this.
Me too. Can't wait. So it's out from tonight. So tonight being Tuesday. So it's okay.
So it's called Halftime and it's a J-Lo documentary.
Is it all about her halftime show or is that just?
I don't know if it's all. No, it's not.
Okay.
No, I think it's called Halftime because I think she almost sees this period of her life as the halftime of her life. Like so she reckons she's got another 50 odd years.
She probably does.
And she probably does, there was another thing then that I thought, there's another thing called God's Favourite Idiot. And it's a comedy with Melissa McCarthy and her real life husband, Ben Falcone. And that's out from Wednesday the 15th. So, and that's Netflix as well. So
oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
She's really talented.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever watched anything with Melissa McCarthy that I haven't liked.
Was there one other one that you mentioned, the
The Midwich Cuckoos.
Midwich Cuckoos.
So that's based on a book of the same name and is set, I think, in an English village where something happens and all the women become pregnant.
And then are the children a bit...
Yes. So there's special about the children. There's some alien component to
what,
the children.
What channel is that on?
That's on Sky.
Sky. And do you know the day?
It started already.
Okay.
So you can probably get it. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Amazing.
And it's got Keely Hawes, who never really disappoints.
Okay, brilliant.
She's fabulous.
Another one featured in It's a Sin.
Yes.
Claire?
Yeah?
Is there something you would like to get me to watch this week?
Yes, well, something that I'm watching at the moment,
mm-hmm.
and I would love to see what you think of it.
Okay.
So I am watching Pistol, and we talked a little bit about it, but I don't think you've watched it.
No.
No.
Did we talk about it?
I think we did. About Sex Pistols?
Oh, yes, we did. Okay, I'd love to watch that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really good.
Is that Sky Arts
it's
or
Sky.
Something? Sky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So interested to see what you think of that.
I will watch it, and I will let you know how I get on. In next week's episode 10.
Our final episode of series 1.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay, listen. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too.
Chat to you next week. Thank you.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.